When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coach Unplugged is brought to you by great people over at teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. Here is your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Coach Unplugged Thursday, episode 295. I can see 300 up there. But before we get into the podcast, I'd love to do a big shout out to Dr. Dish. Go over and check him out. You know, if you listen to any of these podcasts, you know that I'm a believer. I guess I could start saying, I'm a believer. Anyway, nobody knows that song. Anyway, so go over and check them out. Mention Coach Unplugged and they'll give you $300 off your next purchase. Also, you know, like I've said this week, we're really trying to build up our question and answer. We're trying to make Mondays kind of that quick, you know, hey, coach, how do I get my kids to do this? Or how do I do this? And you can help the community and not only other coaches. I'm sure if you have the question, 30 other coaches have the exact same question. Down below in the show notes, there'll be a link. We would love if you leave a 30-second voicemail. Leave that question. I will respond to you personally, and we'll probably use it as a podcast. So let's head off to this week. We're going to call this Rewind Week, to this week's Rewind episode. Before I do that, make sure you go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Great time to get your whole staff involved and hit your AD up to pay for it for you. So talk to you soon. Bye.
Coach Unplugged is brought to you by great people over at teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. Here is your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Coach Unplugged, brought to you by the great people over at teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Go over and check it out. 14-day free trial. Can't imagine a better time. And the summer's coming to an end. Time to dive into becoming a better coach. And the fall is a great time to do that. Come over and check out our community. Prices are going to be going up soon. So you might want to get in before basketball season starts. Let me know what you think. 14-day free trial, great resources, coaches alike with the kind of the same mindsets, office hours, everything you can imagine is there. So this is the third installment and kind of things we want to bring to from our players as coaches and stuff. The first one we talked about was energy. The second one we talked about was communication. So the next one we're going to talk about is really effort, and I'm going to put a link down below in the show notes on this one of a little clip I put on YouTube about effort, about if anybody watched the Villanova finals. I think there was about 7 minutes left. They're up 17 and one of the players falls down and all four of the other players come to pick him up and the coach. It's unbelievable. Hustle is contagious. It's something you must teach to your players, but it is something that effort and hustle is so important in everything you do. Great coaches and great teammates never let people walk, never let them take the shortcuts. This applies in everything. It applies, if John is not passing his classes, then it's everyone's fault. If your starting two guard is late for a meeting, then it's everyone's fault. So effort is a contagious thing, but great players never take care of their teammates. Great players bring them into if you ever watch Meet the Fockers, the circle of trust. It allows everybody into that circle of trust, And again, it's the power of suggestions. It's like, you don't tell someone, oh, that was a horrible shot. You say, hey, let's try to get a better one next time. Good job. Great make. Or maybe I would actually start with great make, John. Let's try to get a better one next time. Or let's try to get a 7 next time or something like that. Let's try to get an easy one would actually be the best way to word that, even better, easy. Let's try to get an easy one next time. Let's try to get a layup or something like that. You know, so again, if you're wanting your, if you're wanting effort and you're wanting hustle, you're definitely going to want that from your leaders. You know, leaders do it by example. And you know, we do a couple things. We always talk about the first to the floor wins the loose ball. You know, the first one to get on the floor usually wins it. And then we don't normally take timeouts on loose balls. You know, my guys know that it's like a rugby match at that point. You're going to get it, and it's all out at that point. So we have that discussion about, you know, loose balls, you know, and you can only control your specific effort and your teammates' effort. You know, so you have to have the mentality that you're always moving. I refer to it as painting the floor with your feet. And that your feet should always be moving. It should, that if you had paint on the bottom of your shoes, it would literally be your footprints all everywhere. Some people refer to it as a sheepdog mentality. If you know, sheep are like the dumbest animals ever. Well, a sheepdog will go and bring them back to the flock. Sheepdogs are relentless. They'll never stop until they get all the sheep into the pen or wherever they need to go. So whatever terminology you want to use, if you want to use sheepdog mentality, if you want to use paint the floor, whatever it is, you just have to keep reiterating it to your players that effort is so important if you want to take your team and your players to the next level. Hope that helps this week. Have a great weekend coming up. Go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It allows us to do this podcast. It allows us to do a lot of the things that we're going to do. And again, make sure you subscribe and like down below. That's really important to all of us. I will put kind of a summary down in the show notes for you. Have a great day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.